Top three in their batting order due up here in the inning. It's going to be Jagger Shedd, Knowles Kaler, and Jace Riley. And it's a Jagger Shedd stepping up here to face Owen Chalupka. And we're ready with the first pitch of the ball game. And it's high, gets away from the catcher, and that'll be ball one. First pitch thrown at 8:32. And so just a tad on the late side from 8 o'clock we were originally preparing for. But nevertheless, we're here. We're glad you're with us. And we're ready for pitch number two of the ball game. And down low for a ball in. It's 2-0. Left-hand batter going against the right-handed pitcher. Shedd trying to get things started here for Washington County. And that one up high, ball three. Chalupka with the next pitch. And that's outside, ball
next up for Washington.
Ball four, and Jagger Shedd will take the walk. That'll bring up Knowles Kaler now. Kaler batting right-handed. And scores away to bunt, and he's going to lay one down. It's going to stay fair, and he's going to beat it out for the infield hit.
Next batter, number 22, Jace Riley.
That ball just kind of rode the line up there, and I think Bastrop was hoping that would go foul, and that was really their only hope there on that play, but it stayed just fair, and that allowed Kaler with his speed to get down the line and beat it out. So two runners on for Washington County, and that'll bring up Jace Riley. And next pitch coming from Chalupka, and Riley sends this one. That's going to be a gapper up against the fence. Shedd is going to score. Kaler's being waved home. It's going to be a two-run double for Riley. And Washington County draws the early 2-0 lead.
Number 11, Zach Lloyd.
And now that's going to bring up Zach Lloyd, the cleanup hitter. Left-hand batter. Nobody out here in the first. Pitch from Chalupka. Outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And Lloyd waiting on the next pitch. And that one, it hit him. And so he'll make the trot on down to first. Brings up Parker Hale with two on and nobody out. Washington County, they'd love to be get a good first inning here and make Bastrop be on their heels the rest of the game. And that one outside, wild pitch, and the runners will move up. The Riley down to third, and now Lloyd over to second. And Hale sitting this one, ground ball is short. Throwing to first, and it's in the dirt, gets away. Scoring is going to be Riley. Right behind him is Lloyd, and into second base goes Parker Hale. And that'll make it 4-0 Washington County. That'll bring up Ryland Drain. And pitches inside for a ball. And 1-0 count. And that one inside for a ball. It's 2-0. And strike called, 2-1. Drain batting, still nobody out here, runner at second. And pitch way high, goes to the backstop. That'll allow Hale to move over to third. Third wild pitch of the inning here for Chalupka. And Drain helped him out there, fouled that one away. So that was a little on the high side. And so now that'll fill the count at 3-2. And Chalupka with the pitch. That one outside, ball four. And Drain will draw the walk. And that'll bring up Ronnie Castillo. Pitches inside, and Drain takes off for second. He's going to go in there uncontested. Castillo had some really good hits in that district tournament. And now looking to open to carry that success on here at sectionals. And sends this one back up the middle, and Matt's going to scoot through for a base hit. That is going to get Hale home, and Drain is right behind him. It's a two-run single for Castillo. And that'll make it 6-0 Washington County.
Kyler Wells.
And now Kyler Wells, the batter. And so this one, a ground ball to second. And second baseman will flip to first. And that is one away.
Up next, number 32, Guilherme Marcacho.
And Guilherme Marcacho now stepping up to the plate. And outside for a ball. Runner fakes a break, and it's like, stay put, Ronnie. Not far enough for him to move over. Yeah, strike call this time. Castillo go and throw down, and he is in there. Yeah, so Castillo at third, only one out in the inning. It's a 1-1 count on Guilherme Marcacho. Garrett Rubach could be due up next for Washington County. In case you're just joining us, we're in the top of the first. Washington County already with a 6-0 lead over the Bastrop All-Stars. Yeah, one ball, one strike. Next pitch, way high. And good job by the catcher there. That is Jake Chalupka getting up there and keeping that one from going to the backstop. Two balls and a strike now on Marcacho. And the pitch to Jeremy, and he sends this one sky high, pop up. And that is going to be caught by the first baseman. That is Parker Vasquez. We're at number two.
Number 31, Garrett Rubach.
And so now it'll be up to Garrett Rubach to keep the inning going. We have two down here. Rubach, another lefty, and Coach Keller's batting order here. And the pitch, that's going to be over to the shortstop, knocks it down. Throw to first, and got it. What did he say, safe or out? And it looks like he's safe, and so scoring is going to be Castillo to make it 7-0 Washington County. And now Wells Shelton, the batter. Pitch is taken for a ball. Umpire motion that was a little high. Yeah, that one inside for a ball. And it's a 2-0 count. Shelton, the 11th batter of the inning here for Washington County in the top of the first. Two outs, one runner on. And that one hit him on the top of the helmet. And so Wells will take the trot on down the first, and that'll be two on. And now Silvano Marchetto. So with his at bat, that means Washington County was batted around here in the first inning. And pitch is a strike call, 0-1. And it's just that's way outside, goes to the backstop. The runners will move up. Rubach to third, and Shelton over to second. Two runners in scoring position now for Silvano. And the pitch is outside, gets to the backstop. Runner coming home. And throw the plate, and he's safe. And that'll make it 8-0 Washington County as Rubach scores and Shelton over to third. Two balls and a strike to Silvano. Swung and a missed, and it's 2-2 now. For Toluca, he'd like to get Marchetto here and not have to face the go back and face the top of the order again. And that was a little flare out to second, and it's going to be caught. We're out number three. So in the inning, Washington County comes up with 8 runs, and they lead it 8-0 going to the bottom of the first. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsor.
Mr. Windshield in Burnham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at burnhamautoglassrepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials with all the Little League All-Stars, good luck this season.
Every day we touch corners of our community's lives, and for 99 years we've helped turn life goals into accomplishments. From your first car to your new life after retirement, Citizens State Bank is there. From businesses to farms to families, it's the community we are a part of that makes us who we are. Much more than a place just to keep your money. For all your banking needs, the friendly staff at Citizens State Bank will give you the personal attention that you deserve. Stay local and go far with us at CSB. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
All right, as we go, come back here to the bottom half of the first inning, Washington County with an 8-0 lead. It's Jace Riley out on the hill, working the Jagger shed behind the plate. And the first pitch is a strike on John Hortzler, the left fielder. Riley with his next pitch. And therefore a strike, and it's quickly here 0-2. Yeah, that one down low, a ball, and it's 1-2. Next pitch from Riley. Strike three called, and that's out number one. Good pitch there. It'll be Jeremiah Ramirez, the batter now. Pitch by Riley, down low for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one just missing. It's 2-0. And outside, or inside rather, and it's 3-0 now. And Riley's next pitch. In there for a strike. That one just right down the heart of the plate. Three, one. Down low for a ball, and that'll be a walk. So Ramirez aboard. Brings up Gustavo Garza. Yeah, this one's going to be popped and foul back behind us. Strike three, or no, strike two, rather, on Garza. Sorry about that, getting a little ahead of myself. And swung and a miss, and down on strikes goes Garza for out number two. And so now Ethan Reed, the batter, with one on and two out here in the bottom of the first. Washington County leading 8-0. And this one, a foul up the first base side. Castillo giving chase. Swung and a miss. And that is quickly here, 0-2 on Reed. And down low ball. Nice block there by Shed. And swung and a miss, got him on strikes, and O'Reilly strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played through one inning. Washington County leads it 8-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that. Whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to A1QualityPlumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
All right, and as we head to the top of the second inning, Toluca on for his second inning work. He had a rough first inning as Washington County hung him for 8 runs. And then a quick inning in the bottom half, so he's back out there again. And he'll be facing the top of the Washington County batting order, Jagger Shedd, Knowles Kaler, and Jace Riley. We're at the Section 1 tournament opening night. Here at Dallmeyer Field, part of the Linda Anderson Complex here in Brenham. Of course, other games going on tonight over in Elgin and over in Austin. And of course, be sure you join us tomorrow morning right here on KWHI. Yeah, Shedd leads it off here. Our buddy Greg Montana is going to be out at the Chapel Hill Independence Day Parade, and he's going to be out there broadcasting live. And so be sure you tune in for that. I believe that's a 10 o'clock start time tomorrow. Yeah, I think he's planning on bolting right after the country store tomorrow. Pitch is inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. And strike called. 1-1. And outside for a ball. 2-1 count on Jagger Shedd. He worked to walk his first at bat and came around to score a run. And that one inside for a ball. 3-1 count now on Shedd. He'll be followed by Kaler and then Riley. And that was a little looper out in the right field for a base hit. And Shedd, he's just going to keep right on running and end up with a double. In the right fielder there was kind of just caught off guard. He wasn't expecting him to run there. And now that way up Knowles Kaler. And pitches inside for a ball. 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes. And down low, gets away from the catcher. And the runner will move up. And so now Shedd down to third base. Still nobody out here. We're in the top of the second. Up to Kaler to try to get him home. And that one is outside. Apparently we missed one in there, so it's now 3-0. And in there for a strike, 3-1. Good breaking pitch there by Chalupka. And he's down low and away a ball, and then I'll put two runners aboard here.
Now batting number 22, Jace Riley.
And now Jace Riley, the batter. Riley with two runners on last time, ended up with a two-run double, and brought both of those runners in, and now he's in a position to do the same again. And that pitch up high for a ball. And that one, a high fly ball out to right. And right fielder dropped the ball. One runner is going to score. Make it two. And that will make it 10-0 Washington County. And now Zach Lloyd, the batter. As Riley ends up with second at second base. And a strike call. And this one's going to be hitting to shortstop. Shortstop will make the grab for out number one on Zach Lloyd. Yeah, that one skips away from the catcher. Runner moving up on the wild pitch thrown in, and he's in there safely. In and next pitch. That one is a ground ball over to short. Only play is the first, and he is safe. He beat it out. Infield hit there for Parker Hale. And brings up Ryland Drain now. And by the way, the run scored. And so that'll make it 11-0. Yeah, let's see if we're going to have a pitching change here. And it looks like that is going to be the case. And so with the pitching change, we'll take a break and be back after we hear. It's Washington County 11-0 leading here. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their sectional tournament games. Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, as we come back here to the top of the second inning, and we got our first pitching change of the evening, is Gustavo Garza is going to come in and pitch for the Bastrop All-Stars. And he'll take over for Austin Chalupka. Right now, Washington County leading this one 11-0. One out with a runner aboard here. As we said, we're just in the top of the second inning. In case you're just joining us, the game started about roughly 30 minutes late due to the previous game with Lufkin and College Station running long. And so instead of an 8 o'clock, it was like 8:30 when we got started. So that's why we're not as far into this one as you might think. But Ryland Dream, it's normal, though. It's tournament play. This is totally normal. And Ryland Dream batting. And Garza's first pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0. You got Parker Hale at first. They're not holding him on. And that one's up high. It's 2-0. Drain walked and scored his first time up. After Ryland, it'll be Ronnie Castillo batting. And next pitch is a pie ball. It's 3-0. And they fake the throw down to third, but runner not going anywhere. And Vasquez not holding Hale on. And that pitch is a pie ball 4. And it's a drain a walk for the second time in the game. And now Ronaldo Castillo batting here. He had a two-run single his first time up, scored a run. Right-handed hitting first baseman. And first pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-0. And this one foul away. And a wall's two strikes now on Castillo. Garza ready for his next pitch. And Castillo swings and misses. And that is strike 3, and that'll be out number 2. That brings up Kyler Wells now. Now, some of you are wondering about the run rule. The run rule, they do have a 10-run rule, but it does not take effect until the fourth inning. And next pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. And a pie ball. One ball, one strike. And a pie for a ball. 2-1 count. And pitch is foul away. And that one, a ground ball over to third. Third baseman booted the ball. And the runners are going to be safe everywhere. And that'll bring up Guillermo Marcacho as Washington County now looking for some more runs.
Next batter is number 32, Guillermo Marcacho.
And the pie for a ball. 1-0. Marcacho popped up to the first baseman his first go around. And you know he'd like to come through and get a hit here.
What do you say, kid? Little base hit, kid.
swung and missed, and it's 1-1. Garza comes set. And foul tip. That one hit off the catcher's mask, and the catcher, he went down, umpire checking on him. And I think his dad, who's also the coach, can also make sure he's all right. I think he was just, because he went over backwards and got a little over-exaggerated laying on his back. I think he was just kind of hamming it up a little bit for the crowd. And that one up high for a ball, and it's 2-2. But, yeah, he's okay. And outside for a ball. Now it's a full count, 3-2 on Guillermo Morcaccio with Garrett Rubach scheduled up next. And strike three called. And Morcaccio's out. Now we're tied the side, but in the inning, Washington County tacks on three more runs, and they lead this one 11-0 going to the bottom of the second inning. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. What we do.
All right, as we come back here, it is the bottom of the second inning. Washington County leading 11-0. First pitch is a strike call. And it is Jake Chalupka batting. Next pitch is a strike call. That's quickly 0-2. And got a final on the Astro game for you. Astros win it 9-2 over the Blue Jays. Yordan Alvarez with three hits, including his 19th home run of the season. And also, Yiner Diaz, three hits and three RBIs in the game as well. And Taylor Scott got the win in relief there. And ground ball in the hole, it's short. Hale throws to first, and he's safe. And Chalupka beats it out for the infield hit. And
batter is number two, Travis Fuller.
Meanwhile, Rangers and Padres. That game, I believe, is in the... That game is in the top of the sixth inning, and they're tied at four apiece there. And pitch swung on and missed. In case you hadn't heard, Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez, both named to the All-Star starters for the American League. Pitch fouled away. And as we said here tonight, it is 11-0, Washington County leading bass drop. Travis Fuller, the batter. And he swings and misses. He's down on strikes for out number one. And while Chalupka steps in, this quick reminder, this Little League International Tournament game is being presented by KWHI Radio under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball. It may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written permission of Little League International, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.org. And the first pitch is a ball. Swung on a miss by Chalupka, and it's 1-1. In there for a strike. 1-2. Runner was leaning. So Shedd threw down there, trying to see if he could catch him. Made it closer than what you might think. Owen Chalupka batting with Jake Chalupka at first. And swung on a miss. And down on strikes goes Chalupka. That's five strikeouts now for Jace Riley. And now Parker Vasquez, the batter, the first baseman. Riley's pitch swung on and missed. And throw down to first, and almost got him leaning. Jagger Shedd, he's got no problem throwing down there. He thinks he can get somebody napping. And that one in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. And foul tip into the mitt, and down on strikes goes Vasquez. And that will tie the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the third inning. Washington County leads it 11-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Pody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Every day we touch corners of our community's lives, and for 99 years we've helped turn life goals into accomplishments. From your first car to your new life after retirement, Citizens State Bank is there. From businesses to farms to families, it's the community we are a part of that makes us who we are. Much more than a place just to keep your money. For all your banking needs, the friendly staff at Citizens State Bank will give you the personal attention that you deserve. Stay local and go far with us at CSB. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
All right, as we come back here, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program. Nearly 2.4 million children, more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And Rubach takes the first pitch for a strike here in the third inning. And outside of ball, it's 1-1. Washington County leading this one 11-0. But eight runs in the first inning, and now three in the second. Rubach with an RBI single and a run scored. And and takes a strike call. It's 1-2. Garza on in relief of the starter, Chalupka. And Rubach fouls this one away. That'll hold the count at 1-2. It'll be Rubach followed by Wells Shelton and then Silvano Marchetto here in the third. And down low for a ball. 2-2. Next pitch. And that's way high, a ball. Full count now, 3-2 on Rubach. And fouls that one away. That'll hold the count at 3-2. Yeah, that one up and in gets away from the catcher, and Rubach will take the leadoff walk. And that'll bring up Wells Shelton, the batter now. Shelton was hit by a pitch his first time up. And pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And that little ground ball to third. Throw to first. And that was way in the right field. And the runners are going to move up. And bottle of ball runner coming home. He's safe. And throw gets away. Wells is going to end up at second. And that'll make it 12-0. That'll bring up Silvano now. Silvano Marchetto. And that inside it hit him. And so that'll put Marchetto down at first. Back to the top of the order with Jagger Shed, as it's now 12-0 Washington County. And that one up high, a ball. Jagger Shed's been on base both times with a walk and a double. He's also scored a couple of runs. And the 1-0 pitch, it's outside, 2-0. And this one down the line, and that is hooking foul. Two balls and one strike. And that one popped up, and that's going to be fouling out of play. Outside of ball. Full count now on Jagger Shed. Two teammates aboard, nobody out, and he's going to call time. But you're taking a little too long to deliver that one. And outside ball four. That'll be another walk.
Batter number 99, Knowles Kaler.
Knowles Kaler, the batter. That's a 6-walk issued by Bastrop. Looks like we're going to get a pitching change. So here in the third inning, Washington County leads at 12-0 with a pitching change. We'll take a break and be back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Enhance your property this summer with steel and steel products from DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham and Bastrop. Nothing looks better or holds up better than steel when you're building a workshop, a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or putting on a steel roof. DDM carries an extensive inventory including angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, welding supplies, and metal building components. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, DDM has what you need. See their online catalog at ddmpipeandseal.com. or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Texas Farm Credit in Brenham is ready to serve and help you in every way possible by providing you with competitive and flexible financing. Whether you need financing for land, cattle, hunting properties, ranches, or even home mortgages, we have you covered. At Texas Farm Credit, we also offer pasture and livestock insurance to protect you and your livelihood. For more information, visit texasfarmcredit.com, call us at 979-836-2572, or stop by and meet with us in person at 1301 Highway 290. East in Brenham. We'd also like to congratulate and wish good luck to all of our Washington County All-Stars.
Kinjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kinjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kinjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kinjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
And back we go here. And so Jake Tulupka now coming in to bat, to pitch. And he was doing the catching duties earlier. And left-hander out there. And he'll be looking at Knowles Kaler, Jace Riley, and Zach Lloyd. Washington County with the bases loaded and nobody out here in the top of the third. And so Kaler has been on base both times. He's got a single and a walk. He's also scored a couple of runs. And this one popped up and foul. No balls and one strike. Right now for Bastrop, it was pretty much a force play anywhere. And that one outside of ball. One ball and one strike. And foul back. One ball and two strikes. Yeah, that one foul back in the screen. And it's 1-2. And down the line, foul. And that gets behind him. And the runners will move up. Oh, well, coming home is out of the plate. Shelton Wells trying to come in on the wild pitch. And he gets caught 2-1 on the putout. Marquecho will go to third. And Shed will go to second. And it's a 2-2 count now on Kaler. Bounce up there. Ball runner coming home. And he's safe. That's a speed there for Silvana Marquecho. And he scores on the wild pitch to make it 13-0. Full count now on Kaler as Shedd has gone over to third. And ground ball, foul ball, says the home plate umpire. That was awfully close. It rode the line all the way up to third base. And so another 3-2 pitch will be coming to Knowles Kaler. Matchup they'd like to turn two here, not have to face Riley again. And this one, a high fly ball. And first baseman almost made the catch, just ran out of room. And that'll hold it a 3-2. Washington County with a 13-0 lead here in the third inning. And line drive. Oh, no, it is past the third baseman. That's in the left field base hit. Scoring is Shedd in the second base. Where the double goes Kaler. Makes it 14. Makes it 14-0 now. Chase Riley bats. Riley's 2-for-2 with 2 doubles and 4 RBIs and a couple of runs scored. And that one gets away from the catcher. Kaler will move up. Riley sends this one a fly ball out to center. And that is going to drop in. Coming in to score is going to be Kaler.
Up next, number 11, Zach Lloyd.
Zach, my job!
And so now Zach Lloyd, the batter, is just now 15-0.
Don't be golfing.
And foul tip.
You got it.
Well, Lloyd fouls that one away. No balls, 2 strikes. And down low for a ball. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in play. It does, but the catcher just could not quite run underneath it. And that will hold the count at 1-2 on Lloyd. Lloyd's been on base twice, hit by a pitch and reached on there. And strike 3. Throw down, and they overthrew third, and the runners are going to be safe everywhere.
Parker Hale.
And it's a Parker Hale, the batter. And that one is going to drop in base hit. Scoring is Riley. And right behind him is Lloyd.
Next batter, number 2.
We'll make it 16-0 now. Rylan drained the batter. Still only one out here in the inning. And that one wild pitch gets away. And, okay, wait a second. Somehow I found dropped a batter behind here. This is Parker Hale batting, not Lloyd. Oh, wait. No, okay, I'm following myself. Okay. And pitch is a strike, or it's 2-1. It's a drain batting. Lloyd is down at second base. And it's 17-0 Washington County. Pitch is outside for a ball, and it's 3-0 now to Ryland Drain. Or actually, no, this is drain batting. Okay. I had to go back and check the game changer because I'm missing a batter here somewhere. Ground ball to short and a boot of the ball. And the runners are going to be safe. Into second base goes Drain. And the throw gets away. Runner coming home and scoring is Hale. Right behind him is Drain, and he's going to be out. They tagged him up high, and the momentum there, he got clocked pretty hard. As the catcher was running back, they were both running full speed, trying to get the other. I don't think it was intentional. I think it was just both running full speed, got there at the same time, and just collided. Yeah, looks like they are going to change catchers here. And so while they're doing that, it is 18-0, Washington County leading. And so we're going to take another break and with a catcher change here in the third and be back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. 3 really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, as we come back here, we are in the top of the third inning, Washington County with an 18-0 lead over the Bastrop All-Stars, and we've got a new catcher for Bastrop. That is going to be John Hortzler coming in from left field.
Now batting number 10, Ronaldo Castillo.
And Ronaldo Castillo batting. And Castillo's 1-for-2 with a 2-run single and scored a run. Hey, Washington County with a 7-run inning here. And still looking for more. Base is empty now. Two outs. And the pitch to Castillo from Chalupa. Outside of ball. It's 1-0. As we said, the tournament will take a day off tomorrow and then it be back in action on Friday. Now, Washington County looks like they're on their way to winning here. They would not actually be back in action until Saturday. And this one loops in for a base hit for Castillo.
Next batter, number 7, Kyler Wells.
Yeah, of course, we would have that one Saturday night, 7:30, 7:05 pregame here on KWHI. It's Kyler Wells bats here. Wells reached on an error his last time up. And that's a strike call. And they get it back to the pitcher, Chalupka, as Castillo took off for second. And strike call. Might be a little bit of a mercy call from the home plate umpire. And a pie, 1-2. And this one, a high pop, second baseman backtracking. He's lost in the lights. And that one's going to drop in, and Castillo will come around, and he'll score, make it 19-0. And so Castillo scores.
Number 32.
That'll be, and they'll bring up Marquecho. 19-0 lead for Washington County here in the third. Next pitch. Outside for a ball. Runner going. And he's safe into third base. And this one, another little blooper, and that's going to drop in for another hit. And scoring, it'll make it 20-0. Garrett Rubach, the batter now. And Rubach, opposite field. That's going to get down the line. Fair ball. And the runners are going to end up second and third.
Up next, number 1, Wells Shelton.
Yeah, it's a double for Rubach, so he's now been on base all 3 times. That'll bring up Wells Shelton. And a strike called. And that one down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. And strike called. 1-2. And swung and a miss, and Shelton down on strikes. That'll retire the side, and the inning is over, and we go to the bottom of the third. It is Washington County leading 20-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsor.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go wash County All-Stars.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And on we go to the bottom of the third inning. Washington County leading this one 20-0. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's a Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And it'll be Braxton Ruckman to lead it off, followed by Thomas Gaylor and then Zach Reese. And new pitcher for Washington County as well, Shelton. And pitch is swung out of missed, 0-1 and 2. Easy innings there for Jace Riley. And so now this opens up to where Riley can pitch again coming up on Saturday, which would be the next time Washington County would compete again. And pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-1. Yeah, swung and missed. And it's 1-2 now. The run rule is into effect. I've almost forgotten that. Double check, but it is 15 after 3 or 10 after 4, and we're 20 in the third inning. And so we're well within that. And next pitch outside, it's 2-2. And a pie for a ball. 3-2, a full count now on Braxton Ruckman. And, wow. Umpire says the pitch was outside. I don't know. It looked pretty good from here. Going to be a walk to Ruckman. And that'll bring up Thomas Gaylor. And Shelton ready with his next pitch. Swung out and missed, 0-1. Inside for a ball, 1-1. Runner fakes a break, doesn't go. They shed through down there anyway and just missed it. As we talked about earlier, Shed very aggressive back behind home plate there. He's not afraid to throw to any base. That one bounced up there, a ball. It's 2-1. One taken for a ball, and it's 3-1 now. Yeah, swung and a miss. It's 3-2 now. next pitch. Strike three called. And that's out number one.
Now batting number 32, Zach Reese.
And so Zach Reese, the batter now for the Bastrop All-Stars. That one bounced up there, gets away, back to the backstop. And the runner will move up to second. Is taken for a strike. One ball, one strike on Zach Reese. And strike call, and it's one and two. Up high for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. And way high. That's a 3-2 count now. Well, just got to get these last two. You'd like to get them and not have to roll it over and get to the top of the order. 3-2 pitch. And strike three called. And that is two away now. And Bastrop down to their final out. And it's Noah Cooper. The only guy on either side that hadn't batted yet. And he's now up there for his first at bat of the game. And pitch from Wells. Up high, a ball. 1-0. Runner going. And throw down to third. He's safe. It took a little too long double clutching there, and the runner got in. Pitch swung on and missed. 1-1. In there for a strike. 1-2. And so now Bastrop down to their final strike. And that one up high. 2-2. Inside a ball is 3-2, full count. Wells Shelton trying to close this one out. Three balls, two strikes in the pitch. Inside ball four, and Cooper draws the walk. Third walk issue, Bastrop only with one hit in the game.
Bastrop number seven, John Hortzler.
And we go back to the top of the order with John Hortzler, the left, now the catcher. Two on and two out here in the third. Washington County just needs one more out to get the win. And time is a called. Shed going to have a word with Shelton while they're waiting on Hortzler to come out. And now he's ready. By the way, I don't think I mentioned it, but Riley's playing third base now for Washington County. And pitches outside, runner going. Pitch is going to be cut off. And they're going to throw back to third, and he's back in. 1-0 count. And Cooper stole second, so got two runners in scoring position now. Swung and a missed, and it's 1-1. As I said, right now at this point, 20-0 lead, I wouldn't even worry about the base runners. I'd be just trying to get the hitter out. And that one inside, and it's 2-1. Or still trying to sell like he'd been hit, and umpire not buying it. And the 2-1. Swung on a miss, 2-2. And so now once again, Bastrop down to their final strike. Swing and a miss, and that should be the ball game. That is 20-0. Your final score, Washington County wins it. And they will be moving on in the winner's bracket of the tournament. And we'll be back with our post game after we hear, this time let's do 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling. Metal recycling. Portable sanitation. Container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5. And on Friday, 8 till 1.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And back we go here as we welcome you into the post-game show. And, well, after a getting off to a 30-minute delay due to the first game being running long, this one not taking too long, just about an hour and 20, a little over an hour and 20 minutes to get this one in, and a big run rule for the Washington County All-Stars. They win this one 20-0. And so as we take a look at the bracketing, Washington County will now play again on Saturday night at 7:30 against the winner of Lufkin and Austin Northwest. Lufkin and Austin Northwest will play Friday night at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, Friday night at 8 o'clock, it'll be Bastrop against College Station. And the winner of that will play Saturday at 5:30 against the loser of Lufkin and Austin Northwest. So Washington County gets the extra day off for the holiday and with that win tonight. And so they are going to be, as we said, they'll be back in action on Saturday. Meanwhile, we got a lot to come here on the postgame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family-owned and operated. License number RMP-15749.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, HEB makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make HEB in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And as we come back here, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit their website at www.littleleague.org. And back we go here as the Washington County All-Stars pick up the victory tonight. It is 20-0 over in run rule in three innings over the Bastrop team. And they really just jumped on them early and often, Washington County scoring 8 runs in the first inning, 11 runs in the second inning, and then putting up a whopping 9 runs in that third inning. And one of the good things they did, too, Jace Riley only pitched the first 2 innings. So you save your ace now, and he won't. He can be used again Saturday night when they face either Lufkin or Austin Northwest, which I can tell you right now from seeing them in that first game, that Lufkin team's pretty good. They may be, it may be, of course, we hadn't seen Austin Northwest yet, Austin Northwest yet.
ABC News, Ontario, Albany, or a group of Democratic.
That'll be their first game, but from what we've seen of the teams that played here tonight, Lufkin and Washington County definitely the best, too. And that may be the ones that it comes down to on Monday night. And we got another break coming, and we'll be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town. Located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
As we come back here, the Washington County 11-year-olds All-Stars with a win tonight. And I was hoping that, nope, they hadn't put it up on Game Changer yet, the final score there. But nevertheless, because I missed a couple of batters, and so I wanted to make sure to get my stats update. But of the ones we do have, Jagger Shedd, a big night. Two walks, a double, three runs scored. Knowles Kaler, a single, a walk, a double, RBI, three runs scored. Jace Riley had two doubles, a single, five RBIs in the game, and also scored three times. Then we had Ronaldo Castillo, two singles, two RBIs, two runs scored. And Garrett Rubach, a single, a double, a walk, two runs scored, and an RBI. So good night at the plate all the way around for the guys. And we're going to take another break and be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich is back.
Chicken strips.
Chicken strips.
Chicken strips.
Ranch, ranch, ranch.
Ranch!
Buffalo!
Ranch.
Buffalo
Ranch. Monterey Jack Cheese Buns.
The Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. For a limited time, a beautiful masterpiece.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area's sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Sing the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, your wish will never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell, and good friends gathered round. The good old days. smiles being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and select Dollar General stores.
All right, as we come back here, and we are getting close to wrapping it up here over at Dallmeyer Field here at Linda Anderson Park, Washington County, with a 20-0 win over the Bastrop All-Stars. And so, as we said, that'll send them in, keeps them in the winner's bracket game. And we're also going to keep an eye on the other tournaments. Now, we don't have the scores in yet, but hopefully tomorrow morning we'll have those for you for the morning show. And so you be sure and tune in for that. Finals today, Astros beat the Blue Jays 9-2. And last I saw, the Rangers were leading the Padres, I think it was 8-6 in the eighth inning there. And so we'll keep an eye on that one as well. We've got one more break to take, and we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear once more from our sponsors.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-453-1 to make your appointment.
Every day we touch corners of our community's lives, and for 99 years we've helped turn life goals into accomplishments. From your first car to your new life after retirement, Citizens State Bank is there. From businesses to farms to families, it's the community we are a part of that makes us who we are. Much more than a place, rates just to keep your money. For all your banking needs, the friendly staff at Citizen State Bank will give you the personal attention that you deserve. Stay local and go far with us at CSB. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, that does it for us here this evening. Once again, your final score, Washington County 20 and Bastrop nothing here at the 11-year-old boys tournament in Linda Anderson Park. And so we'll be back here for their next game, which will be Saturday night at 7:30, 7:05 pregame here on KWHI. I want to thank all the staff here at the tournament for being so hospitable here tonight. Big thank you to Grayson back here, back at the studios for his great work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And of course, thank you to all our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying goodnight, everybody.